Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Rastafari. Here, here, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom. Rastafari, the Thursday podcast right here, here, here. LOJ, Society of His Majesty, Intelligence Services here, right, where we take the info, get some intel. That's the Ivine Intel. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 72. So here for the Wednesday Wisdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes, 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 yes. A little dub right here, a little rhema tune right here at the beginning, but first this right here, here, here. Sister T.
Salamta, Beit Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Words of wisdom, words of wisdom. Yes, I, Dennis. Wow.
Leave us now, leave us.
that's going to open up on Sirach, bring some Sirach, you know, the words of wisdom, Ecclesiasticus, some Sirach. But right here, let's get a basic foundation. Here, my son, my disciple, right here, here, here. Proverbs 1, words of wisdom. Here, here, here. Here they come. Come, 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 come. Not.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purpose. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. My crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Yes, 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 quiet from fear of evil. Hear, 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 hear instruction.
For they shall be an instruction of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Revival time.
How long shall I attitude from black people? Yeah. Judge of Pickney must know the truth. You can't fool all the youths. Yeah, you know. Because. Give me the Bible. Wow, give me Bible. Give me the Bible. Original Bible. Give me the Bible. Rootsman Bible. Give me the Bible. The cultural Bible. words and our culture. I tell black people how to think. Give them all kind of something to drink. Cause give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible. Give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, original Bible. Black people got to know what to do. A full-time sight of delight. Can't what was eaten from the wise and prudent. Now reveal to the babe and suckling. What gone but the morning can't come good or evil. But right now black people them a sight of delight. Cause give me the Bible, wafi me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible.
Plantation, what about what the Bible says about the disobedience, huh?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Wait, hold on. Here. There's more.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
Commandment? Huh?
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Yes, I give the teaching is magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. You hear it right there. You know, so this right here. So some rastaman that want to go against the Bible and the teaching of his majesty.
Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, nor even done that. Blood is thicker than water. From them disaster. Even still when you people imagine being things. For love is what we bring and then we got to let it bring a weaving. I've heard you from them a lot like that. Give them for they know that what they find and keep it running out the fun until you feel it till you stand. Singing that you like it. Run.
the bar and some a run to the car. Jah a go hold them so them can't run. Parts in a run, Jah children. Let them all run, Jah children. Some a fancy murder and some a party thief. Some a cut up on the city, some a cut on the leaf. So run, come children, make me hear you where you want. Run, come children, make me hear you where you want. What they want. Even sick young with sharp faces and oh, so many wings are still in the bundle, black man, lip and love. Blood is thicker than water. Believe in the rock to your funnel, you love.
So here, we're at the 35th sabbatical study right here. This Shavua here. And this seven right here, we're fulfilling the seven Shabbats, the two sevens clash. Right here we have, on the glory of His Majesty, the significance of it here as we count the Omer, counting the growth to the harvest, looking forward, the 12th here, the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, first day here in the season. Coming forward, the 12th of what is known as the 12th of June. That's the first day. That's the morrow after the Sabbath. And the Gentiles call it a Sunday, but it's the first day here fulfilling in the season. So here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, like to share this audible right here.
Shabbat strong. Esai, Shavua Tov, beautifully good. Seven, this here, we're in the fulfillment of the seven right here, as we are counting the Omer, counting the growth here, corresponding with this seventh sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, since the resurrection, the Kareem. Esai, Shavua Tov, beautifully good. Seven, this here, we're in the fulfillment of the seven right here, as we are counting the Omer, counting the growth here, corresponding with this seventh sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, since the resurrection, the Kareem, Berhana Tinsayu, the light of His resurrection, as we commanded to count seven Sabbaths, seven Shabbats complete. And He sanctifies us, sets us apart, makes us Isla by the commandments, and I, being Isla in the keeping of the commandments, to count the Omer, the two sevens clash. So here we have Naso, some of the Hebrew first words right here for this Torah portion. Take the sum, Naso et Rosh, lift up the head, Naso, lift up, Usid, Amarinya. Here we have the Hebrew first words, Naso, lift, Naso et Rosh, lift the head. Here we have the sixth word, the first distinctive word in the Parsha, in this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the 35th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So in this sabbatical study, this Torah portion, this Parsha here, in the annual cycle of Hebraic, Judaic, the Torah readings and feedings, the second here that we have in the fourth book of Moses, that's called Numbers. It constitutes Numbers chapter 1, chapter 4, Slika, chapter 4, we pick up with verse 21. Numbers chapter 4, verse 21 to Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. Now, Naso, this Torah portion is the longest, one of the longest of the 54 weekly Torah portion reading and feedings, has 176 verses. Now, the Yehudi, I, even the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, even here in the diaspora and exile, generally read it in late May or June. Late May, early June. And here, Shema, give ear, and here in the season we have Naso. Hebrew first words, Y Dabir Yahweh El Moshe Lemor, and Yodhe Wehe, He who be, we be HaKadosh, Baruch Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, spoke to Moses, Lemor, saying, Naso et Rosh, take the sum, Naso, lift et Rosh, lift the Rosh, the Ras, lift the head, take the sum, literally lift the head, Naso et Rosh, Bnei Gershon, Gam Mahem, take the sum, lift the head of the sons of Gershon, Bnei Gershon, B'nai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, also Gamhem, by their father's houses. Gamhem le-beit abotam, le-beit avotam, le-beit abotam, by their father's abotam, beit, their father's houses. Le-mishpachotam, le-mishpachotam, and by their mishpachas, their mishpachotam, by their families, their extended families. So here we have the Hebrew first words here. In the context of this, the longest of the 54 weekly Torah portions, sabbatical studies, here we have the longest, 170, how many? 176 verses in this Torah portion, reading and feeding. This now corresponds here in the season with the Shavuot, the harvest, the Pentecost, right, with the 50th day. Two sevens, seven Shabbats complete, bring us to the 49th, and the morrow after the 49th day, bringing us to the Yom Harishon, the first day, the Ehud, right, the Sunday, the first day resurrection of Getachina, Med Hanatachi, Jesus Christos, first day resurrection. So the counting, of the Omer, the counting of the Shabuos, is according to the true church, in the professing church, the church of he who has the keys of great King David, the church of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the church of Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, the church of Siyume, Ekeziaria, the church of Negus Neges, Zer Ethiopia. So we have this Torah portion, reading and feeding. What is in this Torah portion, reading and feeding? Well, here we have the Hanukkah menorah. Some say the Hanukkah menorah, the menorah for Hanukkah. As this parsha, it includes the narrative of the consecration of the tabernacle. The Yehudi also read parts of the parsha, this portion, as the Torah reading on the 8 days of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah, the livication of the tabernacle of the temple, the Hanukkah, the initiation. Right, which commemorates the re-consecration, the refilling of the Hekal, the Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, the tabernacle, the temple, assume of in the temple times, the consecration, the re-consecration, even connected with the Maccabees as well. So we have Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 to 17, right, the Torah reading for the first day. Then the second day, verses 18 to 29. Then for the third day, verses 24 to 35. Then for the fourth day, verses 30 to 41. Then for the fifth day, verses 36 to 47. Then we have the second Torah reading for the sixth day of Hanukkah, verses 42 to 47, which if it occurs on the Rosh Chodesh, it has Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15 as the first reading. Now, when we continue with Numbers chapter 7, verses 48 to 59, this is a Torah reading for the seventh day, when it does not occur or coincide on Rosh Chodesh. And we have Numbers chapter 7, verses 48 to 53. This is the second Torah reading for the seventh day when it does occur on the Rosh Chodesh, in which case Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15 is the first reading. And we have Numbers chapter 7, same chapter 7, verse 54 to chapter 8, verse 4. This is a Torah reading for the eighth day of the Hanukkah. Now, when a day of the Hanukkah occurs on the Shabbat, the Yom HaShabbat, the Sabbath day, however, the regular weekly Torah readings for that Shabbat is the first Torah reading for that day. And the following reading from the Parsha, this Torah portion, Naso, are the Maftir Torah readings, namely Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 to 17. That's the Maftir reading for the first day. And we have the Maftir reading continuing for the 8 days. Now, just going into some of the details in the connection with why this Torah portion is so very important, especially the Hanukkah, the livication. Right, that relivication, that renewing in that sense, renewing of the holy space, the holy place. And the lighting is the key, the lighting of the menorah, the seven, right, with the center, the Shemesh, a center branch, and the three on this side and the three on that side. Once again, bringing home the centrality, heartically speaking, even with Leviticus. Right, we had just Leviticus, the study of the handbook of the priesthood. Now we're continuing Numbers, picking up where Exodus left off. Now, this was intended to be a wilderness trod in preparation, but it turns into, as we continue in the narrative, with the wandering. What can we learn from the wilderness? Right, the wilderness wanderings, even in connection with Hanukkah, as this Torah portion here has the key word sound for that renewing, that relivication, some say the rededication, the connection with Maccabees, and the lighting of the menorah. Right, and when we're looking at the menorah, we're looking at the menorah of HaKodesh, of the holy place, not the Hanukkah, but the menorah, the seven, right? The center branch and the three branches and the three branches, because there we have those seven seals in man. So we're learning to read the sign language and taking heed to the pattern to understand and to understand the true spirituality and the glory of His Majesty. So this parsha, this Torah portion, Naso, it addresses the priestly duties, the duties of HaKohanim, right? HaKohanim, Kahinatu, His priests, the purifying of the camp, the sota. Sota, what's a sota? Sota is the wife that's accused of going aside or being unfaithful, unfaithfulness, the sota. Also we have the nazir, the Nazirite, the Nazarene, and the fulfillment in the Brit Chadasha, right, in the Hadis Kidan, the New Testament. Then we also have the priestly baraka, the priestly blessing, and the consecrating, the filling, setting apart in the filling of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle. All of these are the key and the central summary items that we have for this Shabbat Naso, Shabbat Naso, Sabbath of the taking, but in the sense of the lifting, Naso et Rosh, lift up the head. Once again, the summary in this Torah portion, this 35th sabbatical study, this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Naso, lift, Naso et Rosh, Hebraically, lift the head, taking the head count of the B'nai Gershon. Picking up right here, we have priestly duties, purifying the camp, the sota, or the wife accused of going aside, or unfaithfulness, the Nazirite, the priestly baraka, the priestly blessing, the blessing of the Kohanim, the priest, consecrating the filling, setting apart in the filling of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. These are some of the summary subject matters right here, Chavarim, and this Torah portion right here, lift up the head, lift up the eyes, conscience, right, into higher height as we're coming forward to that feast, the feast in the upper room of Sion, the upper room of Zion, that outpouring of the Memphis Kedus, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Isle of Irit, and those who were assembled together to gather in the upper room of Sion, the upper room of Zion, the feast of the Isle of Irit, the feast of the Holy Spirit. And what does that mean? Chavarim. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Yes, yes, yes. No more lost sheep. Let's follow Josh Shepherd. Nikki Silk right here, here, here. Got Nikki Silk.
Love John, you know. Yeah! It's our life and our salvation. Social life, you know what?
Just to know.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge, I know now. Rastafari, rise again. Once there was a lost soul. With no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge, I know now. Rastafari, rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my helping and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now.
Rastafari,
I rise again. Once there was a lost soul. with no place to shelter from the cold, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise. Listen, Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and I feel I've got to learn. Kindly this raindrop, of which I confirm. Once was the wandering chief, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility, gain my stability from the Almighty. Listen, once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get the city, no place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and the judge I know now, Rastafari rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sound. So never kick up over while it's down. Give to my husband and it's got the plan. Bravo man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Listen. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and of him I've got to learn. My native raindrop, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see with no place to sleep, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and a judge I know now. Rastafari rise again.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Listen to one of the messages speaking.
Get up. Get up. Keep on traveling. Give up the bike. Keep on traveling. Give up the bike. Keep on traveling. Give up the bike.
Right, so you know, get up and show. show. Get up, and show. Oh, 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 oh. It's the order of the day, so never forget to pray. If you disobey the King of all kings, you surely get a spanking anyway. For all I am to give in, it's all about the giving. In good health we keep it, no matter what the circumstances. Yes, all the mistakes and more. And on and on. Yes, keep my feelings. Never let me lose. No, 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 no. Yes, every day I hear shine the light.
Seventh Sabbath here, complete, coming to the harvest. Yes, by the harvest, the irithical harvest, kind of those fruits based on the seed of the sower and I soul, seeing the growth. Yes, I, the fruit of the spirit. So here we have today's daily psalm. We have Mizmor Ein Beit, Ein Beit, Hebraically Ein, Ein, some say Ayin, Ein, corresponding to the I, symbolically in the Hebrew, ayin, also the word sound ayin. Ayin is the I. Ayin Beit. But in the alphanumerics of the Hebrew, we have actually 70, right? The number 70, seeing that Hebrew is alphanumeric, ayin, 70, Beit. Beit, the second letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, alphabet. So we have Mizmor, psalm, chant, eyes, intonation, praises. Psalm Mizmor Ein Beit, Psalm LXXII, Psalm 72, which has a theme, Elohim's, the powers, ideal king, ideal melech, Li Shlomo, of Solomon. So we have today's daily psalm. Give the king thy judgment, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Mizmor Ein Beit Lishlomo Elohim Misha Pateka Li Melech Tain. Give the king, the Melech, thy judgment. Mishpateka, O Elohim, Elohim Mishpateka Li Melech Tain, and thy righteousness with Tzidkateka, and thy righteousness, tzidkateka, to the king's son, Li Ben Melech, First verse right here, the Aleph verse, or today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, Elohim's ideal king. Here, going to ride up. But the Irid right here says, share the apocryphal. Can we hear about the apocryphal? And the Most High Bible to the 66. We need to get the full. So here, Ecclesiasticus, beginning off here on the Wisdom Wednesday, the Wednesday podcast right here. That's known as Wednesday Wisdom. It's a wisdom. Right? Wisdom should be in the heart. And here at the heart of the Shavua, of the strong, of the weak, as it's called, but sabbatically speaking, of the strong, the 7 days, Shavua, here for the Rastafari, Wednesday Wisdom, Wednesday podcast, the Wisdom podcast. Here, Ecclesiasticus, all right? Ecclesiastes, actually, in the Hebrew, is Kohelet. Right, in the 66 books, we have Ecclesiastes, Kohelet in the Hebrew, which means the preacher. And then we have Ecclesia from the Koine of Coptic Greek, ex out, kalio, right, out call, where we get the idea in the other languages for a church, the out call assembly, as well as the proclaimer, the preacher. But we have here the apocryphal Ecclesiasticus, chapter 1, a prologue of the wisdom, the chokmah, in the Hebrew, chokmah, of Yeshua ben Sirach, of Jesus, Jesus Woda Sirach, of Jesus, the son of Sirach. Whereas many and great things have been delivered to us, to I and I, by the law, by Ha Torah, and by Ha Nabim, and by the prophets, and by others that have followed their steps, for the which things Yisrael, Israel, ought to be commended for learning and wisdom, and whereof not only the readers must needs become skillful themselves, but also they that desire to learn be able to profit them which are without, both by speaking and writing. My grandfather Yeshua, Jesus, Jesus, when he had much given himself to the reading of the law, the reading of Ha Torah and Ha Nabim and the prophets and other books of Abotenu, I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs, and have gotten therein good judgment, was drawn on also himself to write something pertaining to learning and wisdom, to the intent that those who are desirous to learn and are addicted to these things might profit much more, enough more in living in the liberty according to the law, according to Ha Torah. Wherefore, make I entreat you to read it with favor and attention, and to pardon us, to pardon I and I, wherein we may seem to come short of some words which we have labored to interpret. For the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. And not only these things, but the law, Ha Torah itself, herself, and the prophet Ha Nabim, and the rest of the books, the Ketubim, have no small difference when they are spoken in their own language. For in the 8th and 30th year, coming into Mitzrayim, into the Hetkapita, Egypta, Egypt, Gibbet, when Euergetes was king, and continuing there sometime, I found a book of no small learning. Therefore, I thought it most necessary for me to bestow some diligence and travail to interpret it, using great watchfulness and skill in that space to bring the book to an end and set it forth for them also, which in a strange country are willing to learn, being prepared before in manners to live after the law, to live after HaTorah. All wisdom, chokmah, cometh from Yahweh, Jehovah, and is with him forever, forever, to the Iowa indefinite. Verse 2. Who can number the sand of the sea and the drops of rain and the days of eternity? Who can find out the height of the Shemaim, the heaven, and the breadth of the Aret, the earth, and the deep, and Chokmah and Wisdom? Chokmah, wisdom, hath been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting, from eternity. The Dibrei Elohim, the word of Elohim, the power Elyon, most high, is the fountain of Chokmah, of wisdom. And her ways are everlasting commandments, eternal commandments. To whom hath the root of Chokmah, the root of wisdom, been revealed? Or who hath known her wise counsels? To whom hath the knowledge of the art of Chokmah, the knowledge of wisdom, been made manifest? And who hath understood her great experience? There is one wise and greatly to be feared, greatly to be reverenced, Yahweh Jehovah, sitting up on his throne. He created her and saw her and numbered her and poured her out upon all his works. She is with all flesh according to his gift, and he hath given her to them that love him. The fear, the Yirat Yahuwah, the fear of Jehovah is honor and glory and gladness and a crown of rejoicing. The Yirat Yahuwah, the fear, the reverence of Jehovah maketh a merry heart and giveth joy and gladness and long life, long liberty. Whoso feareth, reverenceth, respecteth Yahuwah, Yahweh, it shall go well with him at the last. And he shall find favor in the day of Moto, his death. To fear, to reverence, respect Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, is the beginning of Chokmah, of wisdom, of wisdom. And it was created with the faithful in the womb. And she was created with the faithful in the matrix. She hath built an everlasting eternal foundation with men, with humanity. And she shall continue with their seed, with their race. To fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, is full of Chokmah, of wisdom, of wisdom, and filleth men with her fruits. She filleth all their house with things desirable, and the garners, the barns, with her increase. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, is a crown of wisdom, Chokmah, making peace and perfect health flourish, both which are the gifts of Elohim, of the power. And it enlarges their rejoicing that love him. Wisdom, Chokmah, raineth down skill and knowledge of understanding, stand, and exalteth them to honor that hold her fast, that hold her firm. The root of wisdom of Chokmah is to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah. And the branches thereof are long life, long liberty. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Yahweh, Yahweh Jehovah, drives away sins, uckeries. And where it is present, it turneth away wrath. A furious man cannot be justified, made righteous, for the sway of his fury shall be his destruction, downstruction, deconstruction. A patient man will tear for a time in Iowa, and afterward joy shall spring up to him. He will hide his words for a time for an Iowa, and the lips of many shall declare his chokmah, his wisdom. The parables, mishalim, parables, proverbs, allegories of the art of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom, chokmah. But godliness, jah-likeness, is an abomination to the ukkah, to the sinner. If thou desire wisdom, chokmah, keep the commandments, and Yahuwah shall give her to thee, to the eye. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Yahweh, Yahuwah Jehovah, is wisdom, chokmah, and instruction, and faith, and meekness are his delight. Distrust not the reverence or respect of Yahuwah, the Yirat Yahuwah, fear of Jehovah, when thou art poor. Distrust not the fear, the respect of Jehovah, when thou, the I, art poor. And come not to him with a double heart, with a heart and a heart. Be not a hypocrite in the sight of men, and take good heed what thou thought not thyself, lest thou fall and bring dishonor upon thy soul. And so Elohim, the power, discover thy secrets and cast thee down in the midst of the congregation, the aggregation, because thou camest not in the trust to the reverence, the respect, the fear of Jehovah, but thy heart is full of deceit. Here, here, first chapter right here, we have Ecclesiasticus. We have the prologue and the full of the chapter right here for this Wisma Wednesday. Maybe go forward a little. It's a little.
Salamon Mal, Arsu, bare feet, bone that
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And here we have Ecclesiasticus, the proverbs, right? Yeshua ben Sirach, Jesus ben Sirach. Here, just chapter 2. My son, Benin, my son, my disciple, my son, if thou come to serve Yahweh, he be, we be Yahweh Jehovah, prepare thy soul, thy psyche for temptation. My son, Benin, my disciple, if thou come to serve Yah, prepare thy soul, Nasheka, thy psyche for temptation. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure, and make not haste in time of trouble. Cleave to him, depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end. Whatsoever is brought up on upon thee, the eye, take cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a low estate. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity. Be live in him, credit in him, and he will help thee. Order thy way aright, and trust in him. ye, y'all, that fear, that reverence, that respect, Yahuwah, Jehovah, wait for his mercy and go not aside, lest y'all fall. Ye, y'all, that fear, that reverence, Yahuwah, believe in him, credit in him, and your reward shall not fail. Y'all, that reverence, that respect, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hope, expect in good. Hope, expect for good and for everlasting eternal joy and mercy. At the generations of old, look at the generations of the Kedem and see, did ever any trust in Yahuwah and Jehovah and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear, in his reverence, in his respect, and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him? For Yahuwah, Jehovah, is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering and very pitiful, and forgiving sins, uckeries, and saveth, delivereth in time of affliction. Woe, yo, be to fearful hearts. Woe, yo, woe, be to weak hearts and faint hands, and the sin of the ucker that goeth two ways. Woe, yo, woe to him that is faint-hearted, weak-hearted, for he believeth not, he doesn't credit. Therefore shall he not be defended. Woe, yo, woe to you that have lost patience. And what will y'all do when Yahuwah Jehovah shall visit you? They that reverence, that fear, that respect Jehovah will not disobey his word. And they that love him will keep his ways. They that fear, that reverence, that respect, Yahweh, he will be, we be, Yahweh, Jehovah will seek that which is well pleasing to him. And they that love him shall be filled with HaTorah, with the law. They that fear, that reverence, respect Jehovah will prepare their hearts and humble their souls, their psyches in his sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of Yahuwah Jehovah and not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so is his mercy. As his majesty is, so is his mercy. Here, here, here. Just like to share this right here. One more chapter, brothers and sisters, before we ride up. Just here, getting a groundation. Patience. The patience loop right here, here, here.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant, you're scared of the truth. We patient. For now.
Be patient. Yes, I. Be patient. Word says right there, be patient for now. Right here, here, here. Let's go to the next. This is the next chapter. One more chapter. So for three here for this Wisdom of Wednesday, Ecclesiasticus. Very, very important book known to the First Church and even the True Church and the Fasting Church, EOTC, known to I and I and we. Full of the scripts. Here, Ecclesiasticus chapter 3. Hear me, your father, O children, and do thereafter, that ye that y'all may be safe. For Yahuwah Jehovah have given the father honor over the children and have confirmed the authority of the mother over the sons. Whoso honoreth his father maketh an atonement for his sins, his uckery, his falling short, his lack, his missing the marks. And he that honoreth his mother, Imol, is as one that layeth up treasure. Whoso honoreth his father shall have joy of his own children. And when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard. He that honors his father shall have long life, and he that is obedient to Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be a comfort to Imo, his mother. He that feareth, that respecteth, that reverenceth Jehovah will honor his father, Abiel, and will do service to his parents as to his masters. Honor thy father and thy mother both in word and deed, and a baraka, a blessing, and increased prosperity may come upon thee from them. For the baraka, the blessing of the father, establisheth the houses of the children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations. Glory not in the dishonor of Abikar, thy father, for Abikar, thy father's dishonor, is no glory to thee. Aye. For the glory of a man is from the honor of Abio, his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to the children. Bini, my son, my disciple, help Abika, thy father, in his age, and grieve him not as long as he liveth. And if his understanding, his bina, fail, patience with him, and despise him not when thou art in thy full strength. For the relieving of Abika, thy father, shall not be forgotten. And instead of sins, ukeries, falling short, missing the mark, it shall be added to build thee up. In the day of thine affliction, it shall be remembered. Thy sins also shall melt away as the ice in the fair warm weather. He that forsaketh Abiel, his father, is as a blasphemer, and he that angereth Imo, his mother, is cursed of Elohim. Bini, my son, go on with thy business in meekness. So shalt thou be beloved of him that is approved. The greater thou art, the more humble thyself, and thou shalt find favor, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Many are in high place and of renown and of a name, but mysteries, confidentials are revealed to the meek. For the power of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is great, and he is honored of the lowly. Seek not out things that are too hard for thee, neither search the things that are above thy strength. But what is commanded thee, I think thereupon with reverence. It is not needful for thee to see with thine eyes the things, the things that are in secret. Be not curious in unnecessary matters, for more things are shewed to thee than men understand. For many are deceived by their own vain opinion, and an evil suspicion hath overthrown their judgment. Without eyes, thou shalt want light. Without eyes, thou shalt lack light. Profess not the knowledge therefore that thou hast not. A stubborn heart shall fear evil at the last, and he that loveth danger shall perish therein. An obstinate heart shall be laden with sorrows, and the wicked, the ratchet man, shall heap sin upon sin, uckery upon uckery. In the punishment of the proud, there is no remedy. For the plant of the wickedness, ratchetness, hath taken root in him. The heart of prudent will understand a parable, a proverb, allegory, and an attentive ear is the desire of a wise mind. Water will quench a flaming fire, and alms maketh an atonement for sins, for uckery. And he that requiteth, and he that requiteth good turns, is mindful of that which may come hereafter. And when he falleth, he shall find a stay.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
יהי שמו לעולם, לפני שמש ינון שמו, ויתברכו בו, כל גויים יאשרו.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
כל גויים יאשרוהו.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. God of Israel. God of Israel.
ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל.
Who only doeth wondrous things. Wondrous things. Wondrous things.
עושה נפלאות לבדו. לבדו. לבדו.
And blessed be his glorious name forever. Forever. Forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, 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 לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל
הארץ, כל הארץ. Amen, 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 amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen, amen. קלו תפילות דוד בן ישי.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. 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 Are ended.
Yes, yes, that's right there. Psalm 72, verses 17-20. That's the baraka, the blessing, the closing doxology of today's daily psalm right here. We're going to ride up, ride up, ride up right here for today's daily psalm.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. One shepherd. One shepherd. One shepherd.
One shepherd. One shepherd. So here you're going to write up the royal Amharic right here. Write up the royal Amharic right here. Abraham Chebudanay, the speaker from the King of Kings Bible, reading from the King of Kings Bible right here, 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 on the African beat rhythm, 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 rhythm. Yes,
some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Nati Dread Landi Amharic, here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Mazmur Saba'an, Bakanif Saba'hule. Sila Salamu. አቤቱ ፍርድህን ለንጉስ እድቅህንም ለንጉስ ልጅ ህዝብህን በጥድቅ ችግረኞችህንም በፍርድ ይዳኝ ዘንድ ተራሮችና ከሮብቶች ለህዝብህ ሰላምን ይቀበሉ ለችግረኞች ህዝብ በጥድቅ ትፈርዳለህ የድሆችንም ልጆች ታድናለህ ክፉንም ታዋርደዋለህ ፀሐይ በሚኖርበት ዘመን ሁሉ በጨረቃም ፊት ለፊት ለልጅ ልጅ ይኖራል እንደ ዝናብ በታጨደ መስክ ላይ በምድርም ላይ እንደሚንጠባጠብ ጠብታ ይወርዳል በዘመኑም ጽድቅ ያብባል ጨረቃም እስኪያልፍ ድረስ ሰላም ብዙ ነው ከባህር እስከ ባህር ድረስ ከወንዝም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ይገዛል በፊቱም ኢትዮጵያ ይሰግዳሉ ጠላቶቹም አፈር ይልሳሉ የተርሴትና የደሴቶች ነገሥታት ስጦታን ያመጣሉ የአረብና የሳባ ነገሥታት እጅ መንሻ ያቀርባሉ ነገሥታት ሁሉ ይሰግዱለታል አሕዛብም ሁሉ ይገዙለታል ችግረኛውን ከቀማኛው እጅ ረዳት የሌለውንም ምስኪን ያድነዋል ለችግረኛና ለምስኪን ይራራል የችግረኞችንም ነፍስ ያድናል ከግፍና ከጭንቀት ነፍሳቸውን ያድናል ስማቸው በፊቱ ክቡር ነው እርሱ ይኖራል ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል ሁሉ ጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያሉ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል በምድር ውስጥ በተራሮች ላይ መጠጊያ ይሆናል ፍሬውም ከሊባኖስ ይልቅ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል እንደ ምድር ሳር በከተማ ይበቅላል ስሙ ለዘላለም ብሩክ ይሆናል ከፀሐይም አስቀድሞ ስሙ ይኖራል የምድር አሕዛብ ሁሉ በእርሱ ይባረካሉ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል ብቻውን ታምራትን የሚያደርግ የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ የምስጋናው ስም ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይባረክ ምስጋናውም ምድር ሁሉ ይሙላ ይሁን ይሁን የእሴይ ልጅ ዳዊት መዝሙር ተፈጸመ
Yes, 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 yes. And listen to Abraham Chebude from the King of Kings Bible. Turn to the people of pure lengths from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. And the ninth verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 72, we have it read, let them that dwell in the wilderness bow before him as enemies lick the dust. In the Royal Amharic and the Gutas, and also the Septuagint reflects this. It says, let them that dwell in Ethiopia, those who dwell in Ethiopia shall bow before him and worship him. That's a very interesting verse right there. Mark that there. Check it out for yourself. Psalm 72, verse 9 in the Hebrew. Lefanayo yikareu tziyim, 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 tziyim. It brings out the sense of a kind of a wilderness right there. Now, as we mentioned in the Gutas Bible, in the Royal Amharic Bible, as Matthew King of Kings Bible, also in Septuagint, that is brought out there as let them that dwell or those who dwell in Ethiopia shall bow or prostrate, right, in that sense. And that has a worshipful sense. It kind of connects with Psalm 68, verse 31, that sense of princes come out of Egypt and Ethiopia stretch forth our hands. You know, as given the prophets, he's given Ethiopia and Saba and Seba for I and I, once lost, now found. So just mark this as another important verse of study. Psalm 72, verse 9. We'll go through the verse by verse, the Royal Amharic first up. First thing first, to hear the English, and then verse by verse from the Royal Amharic. And today's daily psalm has a theme of the God King ideal, and hope. Jah expectant negus. Here we go. Yes, sir.
Psalm 72.
Mizmor ayin bet lishlomo, 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 lishlomo.
Give the king thy judgments, O God, O God, O God.
Elohim mishpatecha lemelechten, melechten, melechten, melechten.
And thy righteousness unto the king's son, king's son, king's son, king's son.
Vetzitkatecha leven melech, leven melech, leven melech, leven melech.
He shall judge thy people with righteousness, 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 righteousness.
Yadin ammecha vetzedek, 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 vetzedek.
And thy poor with judgment, with judgment, with judgment.
ועמידיך ומשפט 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 ומשפט.
The mountain shall bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. 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 Are ended.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is doomed forever.
Help, 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 help.
Sin, so this is what kind of cause. Thing because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Let's put in this work right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 72, the Royal Amharic, verse by verse. Yes, I.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Salam to Tainayas Tavim. Today's daily psalm we have here, Mezmor Sabah, Hulet. Hulet. Salam to Tainayas Tavim. Today's daily psalm we have here, Mezmor Sabah, Hulet. Psalm 72 from the Royal Order, and the Royal Order, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have a psalm which is themed, Betesva Yamiyat Abalek O Nugus, Betesva. Tesva, sometimes translated as a hope, we also bring out the sense of the expectation, Betesva Sefa, Tesva, Betesva Yamiyat Abalek O, one who is keeping, expecting, right? Also in a sense can be tight, is tight with expectation, is hoping, the king. Right, the Tesla Yamit Ababek, right, and hope the expectant king, because this psalm, the 72nd psalm, Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, it's the Ayin Beit, right, the 72nd psalm, Psalm LXXII, is seen as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king, ideal king. And we have the superscription here. Like we begin, Vesama'ah, Wawali, Wamanifest, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jabrala, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One source. We begin. Sila Salomon. Salomon. Sila, because of concerning Solomon. The Hebrew we have Li Shlomo. Li Shlomo. Li Shlomo. Li Shlomo. Li Shlomo. Li Shlomo in the Hebrew. Shlomo. Shlomo. Mamarinya in the midst of Kedus. We have Sila concerning Salomon. Salomon. Because of Salomon. Right? The Hebrew brings out of or for Salomon. Right? And some adopt concerning or for Solomon. The view rendered for Solomon. some corrected of Solomon, revised version. It is certainly more, some say, natural to give the preposition the same meaning in the analogous sense, to say of David, le David, le David, right? The subject here treated in the mezmor, in the psalm, is the negus, ha-melech's, even negus and neges status, the king's status, and the qualifications as et gazialihers, the sustainer's representative, right, as the sustainer, he who be who he be, as the elect, the siyume et gazialihers, as the elect of God, as God, the true good's representative, in the governing of ha'am, the governing of his rule, of the people, of his people, as a gazial, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, you know, the generous, open-handed father, is righteous, as tzaddik, or we have the tzaddik, right, righteous, and the defender of the weak, the defender of the faith, so must the national ruler, national ruler be, whether it is intended to be a, some say, a pen picture of Solomon, or some say another king of Israel, some, you know, post it in doubts, but that's the reason in there. It rather represents today's daily psalm, an idea which strictly conforms to the Hebraic or the Ethiopian Hebrew insistence upon justice, tzedek, righteousness as the foundation of a nation's happiness and stability. In the ancient line of the tribe of Judah and Judaic tribe and tradition, they attach to today's psalm, the 72nd psalm, a messianic interpretation to this mezmor, this chant intonation, which appears in the Targum and some of the interpretation, and also in the Talmud, the Timharit, and some of the ancient teaching, which understood verse 17 as, may his, speaking of HaMoshiach, the Messiah's name be Yinon, as long as Hashemesh, as the sun, the Tzahar. Now the language is prayerful, and this supports the reading of the Mezmor, the chant even here in Mezmor Dawit, as an ideal. Many see this as an ideal which was to be realized and recognized in the future. You know, we say, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In his times he shall shew, who is the blessed. You know, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Jesse, conquering line, the tribe of Judah. So today's daily psalm we have as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king, also bringing forward that elect, the sense of the elect, right, that greater, you know, that greater, you could say greater than Solomon, you know, the greater Dawit, that Dawit HaMoshiach, the Messiah, to sit upon the throne of David. So today's daily psalm and a couple first words just to put it within, you know, a good contextual right here as we have the superscription. Bringing out the superscription, and here Kuter Ant, verse 1 of today's daily psalm. So we have Mezmor Dawit, Seba Hulet, Psalms of David, Mezmor Seba Hulet, 72nd, Sile Solomon, concerning, because of Solomon, Kuter Ant, Abetu, for Dehin Lengusa Sidkehinim Lengus Lij, Abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, for Dehin, for judgment, for dehin, the eye, male's judgment, here in the singular collective sense, for dehin, the eyes, male judgment, le negus, to the king, sit, give, for dehin le negusa, sit, give the king, the negus, the eye, male judgment in the singular collective sense, tzidik, righteousness, tzidikahinim, the eye male's righteousness, and the eyes male righteousness, tzidikahinim, le negus, to the king's child, to the king's son. Give the king thy judgment, O Elohim, yer Elohim, misha peteka limeleka ten, give to the king. Give to the Melech, even Negus and the guest, thy judgment, O Elohim, true good, true God, Abetu, thy father's father, Ab of the Beit, Abetu, for Dehin, le Negus Sit, Sitkehinim, le Negus Lich, Kuter Hulet, his Behina Bet Siddik, Chigrenyo Chehinim, Beferda Yidan Zend. Here, verse 2, he shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment, his behin, the eye, his people, the eye male people, his behin, that's itik, righteousness, justice, righteousness, the poor, with righteousness. It's interesting the word, the tzedek, as we have Melchizedek, Melchizedek. He's the hin, but it's tzedek. Chigrenyo chihnim, and the chigrenyo. KJV brings out thy poor, the sense of poor, or we say the troubled ones. There's a saying, we say, chigayelim, like no problem, but those who do have problems, trouble, trials, and tribulation. Here brings out the sense of poor. In the KJV, chigrenyoch, 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 the eyes poor, the eyes troubled ones, chigrenyochihinim, chigrenyochihinim, the third, yedain zen. So, we have here in verse 2, and thy poor ones, chigrenyoch, chigrenyochih, chigrenyochihinim, and thy poor ones, the third, in judgment, with judgment, yedain, right, to judge, in that sense, bringing out the danya, right, the dayan, we have also within the Hebrew sense, yedain zen, the first yedain zen, kuter source, verse 3, tararochina, korretocha lehizvih, salamina yikabalu, tararochina, korretoch lehizvih, salamina yikabalu. Here, verse 3 says, the mountains shall bring peace, shalom, to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. Lamarinya, it's interesting here, we have Taaroch, the mountains, Na and Korebtoch, and the hills, Lehizbih, for the eye. Speaking to he would be directly the eye male people, Lehizbih, Salamin, with the direct object mark of the Ne, Salamin, Yikabalu, they shall receive, be receptive, right, be receiving, right, receiving Kabbalah in that sense, Yikabalu, it says bring, shall receive peace, right, peace. Kuter Arak, verse 4, Le, Chigrenyo Chahiz Betzirik Atifardale, Ye, Dehoch Nema, Lijocha Tadinale, Kufu Nim Tawardawale. Here we have verse 4, he shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the, KJV has oppressor, rephrase, the downpressor, crush, to crush the downpressor. So here in these first, we could say seven verses here of today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm according to the royal order, we have the righteous, right, the righteous, the tzaddik, right, that tzaddik, you know, that one is righteous, the negus. Right, even Melchizedek. It's like, so here in verse 4 it says, Let your grenyoch, from the word in verse 2 translated as the poor, the ones with chigger, right, chigrenyoch, his, the poor people, but tzidik, in righteousness, tefardale, the eye judges and will judge, yet dehochinim. Now there's some nuances of terms. Like here it says the dehoch, it's translated as the needy, yet dehochinim, lijoch, the children of the needy. The children of the needy, ta dinale, you make defna, you make them good. You save them in that sense, save them also, the sense of saving and making well and good, right? The children of the needy, kufu, and here it brings out the sense of the wicked, right? Even the ratchet, the kufu, right? The ratchet, right? Tawar dawale, you will humiliate in that sense of humble them. Right, cause them to come down. The Hebraic sense is even a little more forceful in the sense of the crush. But even that humiliation, right, the man of wealth, the wicked one with the wealth, who had employed it to exploit, they would not be able to protect themselves from such a humiliation. Here, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Sahai, the me nor rebeta zemen hulu, lecharekam fit lefita lelij lija yinoral. Here we have verse 5. It says, they shall fear thee, more better respect thee, but let's read what it says, they shall reverence thee, respect thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Here we have Tzahai, sun, Bemi, Nor, Rebeta, in that which it is or dwells, a Zemen, in the time in which it dwells, Hulu, in all the time in which the Tzahai, the sun, is dwelling. Tzahai, Bemi, Nor, Rebeta, Zemen, Hulu, the Charekah is the word for moon in the Royal Amharic. We had that Charekah, and in the moon, feet to feet, like face to face, a lich to the children's children, yinoral, it will endure. right here. It will endure right here. It's interesting, just the sense, even when we look at, you know, the sense of what does it say regarding fear? The fear is not right there when we come to verse 5. And for the, you know, the Talmudim, the Dek Mezamorit, a good study, you know, in the Mitzvah Kedus of Negus and Neges is both the Hebrew and also like the Septuagint to see where the readings, you know, how the readings are influenced or clarified by one or the other. But yes, I, right here, riding up to Kutas Sedis, to verse 6, it says, in the Zanab, touch the mesic lie. The midrim lie in the mina tabat ebat evitai yuardal. So here it says, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. So we have Bamarinya in the like the zanav, the rain, the touch the mesic lie. You know, there we have upon the moon, the mesic, the field, the moon field, you know, and midrim lie upon the earthly plane in the mean tevatev, that which drips the tevatah, like the drops, the showers, you were down, he will come down, right, he will descend, that he will descend, the visitation of his divine majesty, in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, Lord of lords, King of kings, yes I, Lion of the tribe of Judah. So here, for verse 7, which in the first part of today, daily psalm, these first 7 verses, the righteous king, right, that description. So here, Kutar Savat, verse 7, Bezemmenum Tzidik Yabbab, Cherek Am Eski Yalifa Deres Salam Bizuno. Here we have in verse 7, in his days, Bezemmenum Tzidik Yabbab, in his days, righteous, it says here, the righteous shall flourish, KJV. Here the tzedek is more like the righteousness. In his days, righteousness, yababal, abebe, right? You know, abebe, like to sprout up, to grow, will grow up. Bezemenu in his. So we know that's majesty, negus, neges, kermah, haslati, brofoda, adis, zemen. And the scripts say that in his times he shall shew. So it prophesies of the visitation of his imperial majesty, kermah, we kermah, haslati. So even here in verse kuta sabat, verse 7, bezemenum, and you can look up the adis, zemen, even the newspaper announcing that new age, the zemenum, tzedek, yababal, and the ababe, yababe, ababal, yababal will spring up, adis, ababa. Right, and they have over there Tel Aviv, right? Addis Ababa, right? Not Addis Ababa. That we don't have a new father, but we have a new flower, right? The Zemenum Siddik Ayababal Charekam and the moon is Ki Alif Deres Salam Bizuno. Interesting, this verse right here, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth, KJV brings out, and the moon is Ki Alif. Right until it like passes, it's ki alis, the sense of passing, deres, salam, bizuno. Now there's another way to also interpret that right there, looking at the prophetic times in the UW Jubilee sense, but make I and I push forward now to the second section right here, verses 8 to 14, speaking of may his dominion extend to all peoples, right, to all peoples, and we can say to all nations, right, to all peoples in the fullness of the prophetic type. So here, kuter cement, verse 8. Kabahir is kabahir deres, ka wenzim is ka mitardacha deres yigezal. He shall have dominion, yigezal, dominion, geza, also from sea to sea. From sea to sea, kabahir is kabahir deres, reaching from sea to sea, and from the river Kawenzim, Wenz, river Kawenzim, and from the river Iska Midr Dacha Deres, and from the river to the ends of the earthly plain, Yikezal, he shall have dominion. Kutar Zeteng, verse 9. Befituma Ethiopia Yisegdalu Telatochum Afer Yilsalu. Here we have a very, very important verse that you give here. Here in verse 9, right, we have Ethiopia, right, we'll see it in the scriptures, in the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the connection of Ethiopia right here. Let's look at this right here, brothers and sisters, as we also have the Septuagint, right, also study and bring out some things sometimes to clarify. And that's, it says the same thing in the Septuagint, right, we have in the Septuagint, and no pion oto, propesuntai Ethiopes, kai hoi ekatroi oto, Juan Lexusin, and before him Ethiopians shall fall down, and his enemies shall lick and his enemies thus shall lick. Chun, or chun, 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 lexo, lexusin, lexusin, they're gonna lick, lexusin, lexusin, lixun, they're gonna lick the dust, right? But it says before him, Ethiopians. So we have this in the Septuagint, as well as we have it in the Mishnah of Kedush, but this is not often fully brought out in the KJV, as the KJV reads very interesting here in correspondence with Sendat the Midrash Beda, also in the season when, one of the times of the season when this psalm is read. It says here, they that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Here in Kutah verse Zetang, verse 9, Kutah Zetang, it says, Befitum, and in his presence, his face, his perception before him, Befitum, Ethiopia, Yisekdal, will prostrate, even in a sense, worship. Before him, Ethiopia will worship, will prostrate. Telatochum, and his enemies or haters, Afer, the Afer Yilsal, will lick the Afer, will lick the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, they'll bite the dust, they'll lick the dust. Telatochum, Afer Yilsal. So we have the witness here of the Septuagint as well, in Nopion or two, Propesuntai, Ethiopes, Ethiopes. Before him, Ethiopes, Ethiopia, Ethiopians shall fall down, or in that sense of prostrate, and Yisigdalu, in that sense of worship, and his enemies thus shall lick. Kai hoi ekatroi oto huen ohon hon lexol sin. They shall lick the dust, or as you have Bamrinya in the Met of Kedus, Telatochum, Afer Yisal. So here in verse 9 we have for the wilderness. Make note, it says Ethiopia. Because different kinds of wilderness, even in the scripture, we need to pay attention to, as we can see even within the Torah portion, reading and feedings. But here moving forward to Kutel Asad, right, to verse 10. Yeterse sinna, yedesitocha negestata sitotana yametalu, ye arebina, ye saba negestata ijamenshana yakarvalu. Here it says, the kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba, it says right here, shall offer gifts. In the Metzav Kedus, in the Mezmore Dawit of Negus Neges here, Negus Neges Targum, Kutel Asar, it says, Yeter Se Sinna Ye Desitoch Negestata Sitotan Yamet Al. Okay, that part, basically, that of Terses, of ancient, some say Spain, right, Tarshish, Terses, and the Isles, Desitoch Negestata Kings, Sitotan, gift. Gif Yamet Alu, they'll bring the gift. The singular implying the collective. Each of them bring a gift. Yet Areb, the Areb, here it says the Areb in the KJV, it says Sheba, the Arebina and Saba. And Seba, Saba Negestan, the kings, Ija Menshan, almost like raising up the hand, like saluting, Yakarvalu. Yakarvalu, like in a sense that's what they will like present, you know, they will be offered. They offer their submission, their service. To say, you know, almost like at their service. Kuta Asra'an, Negestato Hulu Yisegadulatan, Ahzavim Hulu Yigazulatan. Here we have, yea, all the kings shall fall down before him. Negestat Hulu, the Negestat kings, Hulu, the entirety, totality of kings, Yisegdulatan. They will fall down, they will prostrate, they will worship to him. Yisegdu, prostrating, worshiping, bowing, Letal, to him. We have the 72 nations. Alright, those 72 nations and the coronation, November 2nd, 1930. It says, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the only potentate, right, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, right, and him who imbibes within him that immortality, his word, Jesus, the word made flesh. So here we have, in this verse, the kings, all the kings, Yisegdul Latav, Ahazabim, Hulu, and all the peoples, the international community, we could say the nations, Yigazulatav, shall serve. Right, shall serve. So in that sense, fall under his dominion, the King of Kings. And we can really see it for Babylon, I fight it, but still, you know, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, you know, the victor. So here we go to verse Kutel Asarahulet, Chiglenyawin, Ka Emanyaw Ij, Redata Yelelonim, Miskina Yad Nawalina, he shall deliver the needy. Here has the Chigrenyao, the needy, when he says he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also and him that hath no helper. This is how the KJV. Now, we're already seeing that the LXX, or at least one I've heard, that the LXX brings out, like, the King of Kings, Metzach Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit, like His Majesty's Bible, brings out the Ethiopia. We said Ethiopia hidden in 72 and 9. Psalm, at least that part, did not come out, you know what I mean, within the translation. So here is an interesting part right here, because this verse is more or less, he rescued the poor from the hand, or we could say like from the hand of the robber, like almost like the burglar, the mighty one, but in the sense of, you know, a plunder, kemanya, right, from the thieves, right, the redot, a helper, yelelawunim, one who does not have miskin. Miskin, you know, miskin sometimes is brought out as afflicted, one who is even verily or heavily afflicted, right? The needy one, in that sense, miskin, right? Yadna, for he will save and he'll make them dechna, you know, denna, good. He'll make their condition good, well, right, and safe. So here we have kuter asara sauce, verse 13, let your grenya na. Le miskin yerara yechaglenyoch nemanes yadnan. So here again, still continuing on the theme, right, of the poor and the needy. He shall spear. It says the poor and needy here yerara. He shall pity, right? Pity, take that tender compassion, almost like when we say only a mother can have for her child. In that sense, is the compassion that he will have on the lechaglenya, the chaglenya na, and the miskin, the poor, chaglenya, and the miskin, and the needy, and shall save the soul, right, of the poor, or we say the poor, the troubled one, yechaglenyo chinim, nefs, the nefs, nefesh, right, nefs, the psyche, yadinav, make it good, you know, because they say, like, the poverty and deprived of basic things, you know, can be maddening, but he will save their psyches, their souls, yechaglenyo chinim, nefs, yadinav. So here we have kuter asara arat, verse 14, asarat kagufinna, kachinket, nefsachwina yadnan, simacho befitu akuburna. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence. From the seed of the guf, in that sense of like pushing and shoving, like, yeah, because of violence, and the chinket is also anxiety, stress, tightness, right? Nefsacho, their souls, yadnal, he will yadnal, he will save and make them dana, coming to that same root, dana, make them well. Simacho, their names. This is interesting. Here we have Bamarinya, their names. If you read the King James Version, it says, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Now one might say, okay, there's a difference. Well, there's a difference because which ancient manuscripts, as we reflect on the ancient manuscripts, in the Hebrew brings out the damam, right? The damam, their blood, right? Y'ayikara damam be'aynayu, right? In his eyes, their blood is precious. And we find that also in the good, but here, bringing in the Adis, Kal Kidan, New Covenant sense, the Simacho, the blood, their name, it says right here, their name. Here it doesn't say their names, but it says their name. Now, if you look in the Septuagint likewise says, and valued name, his shall be before them. And valued name, simacho, when it says their blood, by damam, that's the Hebrew, but bringing forward the clarity in the New Covenant, is their name. Their name is really his name, in that sense, their name, that befitu, in his presence, their name. Right, their name, a singular name, that feed to in his presence, kubur, precious, valued, honorable, kubur, right, kuburno, right, is honorable in his presence. Each of these verses is a very good adaptation, but here, in completing this 14th verse right here, making the link right here as we move forward, you know, at a lively pace with some of the basics of today's daily psalm in the Metzach Kedus, we have verses 15 to 17. 15 to 17 brings out the prayers on Hamelech, even Negus, Neges, the prayers on the king's behalf, right? The prayers on the king's behalf. We have verses 15 to 17. Kuter Asara Amis, verse 15. Arsu Yinoram, Ka'arebim Worka Yisetutal, Hurgizem Wur Arsua Yis Elial, Zawetrim Yibar Kutal. So here it reads, KJV, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him, or to him, continually, itinually, and dearly shall he be praised. Recognize the full messianic sense, Christ and kingly character of today's daily psalm. Kuta asaram is, arsu, he himself, yinoram, will be, will dwell. Arsu, yinoram, arebim, arebim, warkai, yiset tutam, and from the gold of the areb, right, they will give him hur gizem, and always what arsu to him, towards him, yes elialu, right, they will pray always towards him. And not in the sense of just left for him, but towards him, in other words, to him, yes elialu, zawatarim, and continually, itinually, yebar kutam. They will bless, and continue, they will bless, Baruch HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem. They will continually bless him. Kutala Asara Sidis, we have verse 16, B'mizar Wista, B'tararu Chulayim, Metegiya Yehonan, Freywim Makalibanos, Ayilik Kafkafila, Inda Mizar Sara, B'katama Yedekla. Here we have, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Libanos, like Lebanon. And they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. The effect, right, of that respect, the prayers, right, to the true king, the king of kings, blessing always, itinually here, midrim, the midrwist, in the earth, right, in the land, earthly plain, the tararuch lie, in the mountains, the extra terrestrial, the above the terra firma, the highlands, the mountain, the tararuch lie, metegia. Metegia, a refuge, a close place, even a place of grace. Metegia, Yehonah, he will be a refuge, a sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. Freywim and his fruit, Freywim and his fruit, Kalibanos, from Lebanon, Yilik, more than Lebanon, Kef. Yilal is high, even more abundant than Libanos. In the context of the word pick, that is saying enough. In the midr, as the earthly plain, sar grass, sar the katama yibeklal, in the city, right, will sprout up. It will sprout up in the city. Kuter asara sabat, verse 17. Simu lezalalem baruch yehonal, katzahayim askedmo, simu yinoram. Yeah, Mizar Ahzab Hulu Ba Arsu Ye Barrekal Ahzab Hulu Yamaseganutal. Here we have his name shall endure for Iva Simmu. When we speak of the Hashem, he and them heart Simmu, his name, Lazalalem, for Iva, for the world of Father, and Lazale Alem, Buruk, right? Baruch HaKadosh, Baruku, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Yehonal is Baruch, is blessed. Kut Ahayim Askedmo, Sumu Yinoral. KJV brings out, his name shall be continued, itinued, as long as the sun. Here in the Royal Amharic brings out the sense of Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, the sun, Askedmo, before, previous, prior to. The Kedem, you know, before even the first, but the first in the sense of even before the first, Ask Edmo, from previous, Simu, his name, right, Yinoral, it abides, it dwells, it be. Yeah, Midr Ahzav Hulu, all the peoples, all the ethnicities of the earthly plane, yeah, Midr Ahzav Hulu, the Arsu, in him, himself, and none other, Yibarrikalu, they will be blessed, Ahzav Hulu, and all the peoples, Ahzab, Hizboch, and Ahzab, all the people, like the Goyim, all the ethnicities, nationalities, entirety nationalities, Yameseg Nutal, they will praise, they will give Miskana thanks and praise, they will praise him. So now here, coming to the fulfillment, we have verses 18 to 19, a concluding doxology. Remember that the Mezmur, the Psalms, were in a sense like the ancient liturgy, right? The chant, right up the chant, the liturgy on different times and different seasons and occasions, teaching I-9 to number I-9 days. And here in the season, we have Kuter Asara Simint, We have verse 18 to 19 closing, doxology, a good word, orthodoxa, doxology, right? Good praise. It says, B'chawin ta'amratin yemiyadarik yeIsrael amlak egziari her yibarek. Here it says, blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Yeah, Israel amlak egziari her yibarek. Who only doeth wondrous things. B'chawin alone. Him alone. B'chawin and alone. The Bahitawi that sentence the is, but the B'chawin ta'amratin. That which is of high intel. Amazing, wondrous, awesome. Ta'amratin yemiyadarig. The one who does what he does, Israel, of Israel, Amlak, the source of Israel, Egeziav, you have the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father, Yibarek, is blessed, right, bless, Yibarek, right, is blessed, blessed be, he be blessed. And we have also in the Hebrew, Baruch Yahweh, Elohim, Elohei, Israel. Bringing out right there one of the word sounds, you know, of praise, right, and baraka. Put el asra zetain, verse 19. Ye miskano sim le alemina le zelalem yibarek. Miskano wima midrin hulu yimla yihuna yihun. And blessed be his glorious name, yeah, Miskanal Sim, his Miskanad name, his praiseworthy name, his eyes is worthy name, yeah, Miskanal Sim, le alemina le zlalem yibarek, for the worlds and the forever skipping, jumping, the world without end, yibarek, is blessed, yibarek, Miskanawim, and his praise, his eyes is, has made the whole earth be filled with his glory. Here, continuing in the midst of Kedusa, the sense of the Miskana, his Miskana, Miskanawim, Midrin, Hulu, Yimla, and all of the earthly plane, Midrin, Hulu, Yimla, may it fill, may his praise, his Miskana, fill all the earthly plane, Yehuna, Yehun, corresponding to the Amen, let it be so, it be what it be, let it be, it will be, Yehun, 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 the Amen, Amen. And here we have the, some call this an editorial note right here, but the Hukut El-Haya, Ye Issei Lich, Ye Dawit Mezmor Tefetzeme. Ye Issei Lich, Ye Dawit Mezmor Tefetzeme. The prayers, in the English, KJV, it says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Right, Yishai, right, yeah, Yisei, Lich, yeah, Dawit, Mezmor. Here it says, the Mezmor, the chants of David, Tefetzeme, right, are fulfilled. You know, like, it is fulfilled, it is finished, it's fulfilled in that sense, like, it's completed, right? Some say ended, it's fulfilled. Now, it is said that the Amen, well, Amen, that's the response, so that also brings up the sense of the liturgy, the Kedase, the Kaddish sense of today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm, and also the prophecy, right, fulfilled by Gormawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, November 2nd, 1930, the 72 nations, right, the Siyume Egziavi, the elect, the representative, right, of he who be, who he be. Yes, I. Praise be to Almighty. Yes, I. 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 Almighty. Yes, I.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually, ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta. It's something coming up.
Yes. 90 seconds, y'all. Hail up. Salam, touch, shalom, habarim, to the Rastafari Israelites on the
Rastafari Israelites channel right there. Also those here on the board of I&I, calling
to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now.
Call in or check it out on the Rastafari and the live stream. So what we're going to do right here, Habareen, is get a hear of today's daily psalm, some very significant matters in today's daily psalm, brothers and sisters, especially. Yeah. Okay, hold on for a moment right here. Okay, give me one moment, just a little technical something going on here, trying to work out this technical something. Let's see if I can work it out. Yes, I. So calling. So here, verse 9 in particular interest. Verse 9, Ethiopia. Find Ethiopia right there. And also the connection of Sheba as well, the Sheba connection. And it's interesting in the Royal Amharic as well as in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraic, we have the note here. Verse 10, Sheba, southeast part of Arabia. A country of great wealth. And then they have Seba, and then they link here Genesis 10 and 7 in the note. And here it says Josephus, pointing to Josephus, right? He identified it with the capital of Meroe in Ethiopia. That's interesting when we study the psalm, right? And then we find that particular verse there, verse 9, let them that dwell in the wilderness bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. Royal Amharic, them that dwell in Ethiopia bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. And then also the connection with that particular region. Check out the book by Bernard Lehman, God bless his soul. Gave I and I the permission, the LOJ Society, LOJ Service, right? Here, the Queen of Sheba and Biblical Scholarship, right? Biblical Scholarship, you know, pointing to the oldest Jerusalem, right? We have Old Jerusalem, and then also we have Ethiopia, New Jerusalem. But right here, make me ride up right here just to get a full here, without the music, today's daily psalm, listen for the Ethiopia, yeah? Yes, I. Rastafari.
Mazmur 71 بقنف 72 سلا سلامون عبيتو فردهن لنقوس صدقهنم لنقوس لج هزبهن بطدق شقرنوچهنم بفردي دان يزن تراروچنا كروفتوچ لهزبه سلامن يقبلو ለችግረኞች ህዝብ በጥድቅ ትፈርዳለህ የድሆችንም ልጆች ታድናለህ ክፉውንም ታዋርደዋለህ ፀሐይ በሚኖርበት ዘመን ሁሉ በጨረቃም ፊት ለፊት ለልጅ ልጅ ይኖራል እንደ ዝናብ በታጨደ መስክ ላይ በምድርም ላይ እንደሚንጠባጠብ ጠብታ ይወርዳል በዘመኑም ጽድቅ ያብባል ጨረቃም እስኪያልፍ ድረስ ሰላም ብዙ ነው ከባህር እስከ ባህር ድረስ ከወንዝም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ይገዛል በፊቱም ኢትዮጵያ ይሰግዳሉ ጠላቶቹም አፈር ይልሳሉ የተርሴስና የደሴቶች ነገስታት ስጦታን ያመጣሉ የአረብና የሳባ ነገስታት እጅ መንሻ ያቀርባሉ ነገስታት ሁሉ ይሰግዱለታል አህዛብም ሁሉ ይገዙለታል ችግረኛውን ከቀማኛው እጅ ረዳት የሌለውንም ምስኪን ያድናዋል ለችግረኛና ለምስኪን ይራራል የችግረኞችንም ነፍስ ያድናል ከግፍና ከጭንቀት ነፍሳቸውን ያድናል ስማቸው በፊቱ ክቡር ነው እርሱ ይኖራል ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል ሁሉ ጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያሉ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል በምድር ውስጥ በተራሮች ላይ መጠጊያ ይሆናል ፍሬውም ከሊባኖስ ይልቅ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል እንደ ምድር ሳር በከተማ ይበቅላል ስሙ ለዘላለም ብሩክ ይሆናል ከፀሐይም አስቀድሞ ስሙ ይኖራል የምድር አህዛብ ሁሉ በርሱ ይባረካሉ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል ብቻውን ታምራትን የሚያደርግ የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ የምስጋናው ስም ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይባረክ ምስጋናውም ምድር ሁሉ ይሙላ ይሁን ይሁን የእሴይ ልጅ የዳዊት መዝሙር ተፈጸመ
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Something very interesting just in the hearing right here. There's verse 2 in the Hebrew where it says, that he may judge, right? That he may judge thy people with righteousness. Now, there's some words as we listen to both the Royal Amharic and go over the Amharic as well as the Hebrew, and both of them are Afro-Shemitic languages, but there's some key words that they hold in common. Here we have in verse 2, we have Yadin, Yadin, right? Yadin, that he may judge. Yadin Amika Bitzedek, Yadin, that he may judge. But then the Royal Amharic, we have the Yadan, the Yadinav, Yadan, Yadan, Yadin, that's a save sense. And we also have the Adon, Adan, getting to the root sense. And we have Adonai. It's interesting that in this word sound, we both have saving, salvation, right, in the Royal Amharic sense, but also in the Hebrew sense, that judging or that vindication. Just to point that out right there, there's a couple of other words as well. We're going to write with the Hebrew and also go through the Midrash right here. First things first, give ear. The Hebrew right here, here, here. On the African beat, rhythm, 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 rhythm. Abraham Shemuel.
מזמור עין בית לשלמה אלוהים משפטיך למלך תן וצדקתך לבן מלך ידין עמך וצדק ועמידיך ומשפט ישאו הרים שלום לעם וגבעות בצדקה ישפוט עמידי עם יושיע לבני אביון ודרכה עושק יראוך עם שמש ולפני ירח דור דורים ירד כמטר על גז כרביבים זרזיף ארץ יפרח בימיו צדיק ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח וירד מים עד ים ומנהר עד אפסי ארץ לפניו יכרעו ציים ואויביו עפר ילחכו מלכי תרשיש ואיים מנחה ישירו מלכי שבא וסבא אשכר יקרימו וישתחוו לו כל מלכים כל גויים יעבדוהו כי יציל אביון משבע ועני ואין עוזר לו יחוס על דל ואביון ונפשות אביונים יושיע מתוך ומחמאס יגאל נפשם ויקר דמם בעיניו ויחי ויתן לו מזהב שבא ויתפלל בעדו תמיד כל היום יברכן הוא יהי פיסת בר בארץ בראש הרים ירעש כאן לבנון פריו ויציצו מעיר כעשב הארץ יהי שמו לעולם לפני שמש ינון שמו ויתברכו בו כל גויים יאשרוהו ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל עושה נפלאות לבדו וברוך שם כבודו לעולם וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ אמן ואמן קלו תפילות David Ben Ishai.
wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Baby Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
Aye. Mizmor Ein Beit Lishlomo Elohim Mishpat Eka Le Melektein Mizmor Mizmor Ein Beit Mizmor Ein Beit Mizmor Ein Beit Psalm 72 today's Psalm Psalm LXXII Mizmor Ein Beit Lishlomo Elohim Mishpat Eka Le Melektein Zidkat Eka Leven Melek. A Psalm of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim mishpateka limelektein v'zidkateka liben melek. Of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim. Elohim mishpateka limelektein and thy righteousness v'zidkateka to the king's son. Lit ben melech.
Lit ben melech. Lit ben.
These words, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Say y'all of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. Say ye of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings.
Of their doing. Of their doing.
Imru tzadik ki tov ki pri ma'alehem yokelu. Say y'all imru of the righteous tzadik that it shall be well with him. Ki tov that he is good. Ki tov ki pri ma'alehem yokelu. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru tzadik ki tov ki pri ma'alehem yokelu. Rav Yehuda Judah Halevi Bar Shalom. Rav Judah the Levite Bar Shalom taught, who is the only one that can be called the righteous? Who is the only one that can be called ha-tzadik, the righteous? Ha-kadosh Baruch Hu, the holy one, the sanctified, the set-apart one, the Isla one. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu, of whom it is said, for the Lord is righteous, he loveth righteousness. Psalm 11, verse 7. Ki adiki Yahuwah tzedakota ahev, for Jehovah is righteous. Ki adik Yahuwah, he loveth righteousness. Tzedakot ahev. Ki adik Yahuwah. Tzedakot Aheb. Accordingly, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, rewards us, rewards I and I, with what is ours, if I and I have merit, and if I and I have accumulated good works, But if we have not, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, bestows righteousness and mercy upon I and I, with what is his. Is there a righteous one greater than he? Hence, hear, say y'all of the righteous, that he is good. Imru tzadik ki tov, say y'all of the righteous, imru tzadik, that he is good, ki tov. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say ye no more of the righteous than that he is good. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say y'all no more of the righteous than that he is good. Imru tzadik ki tov. Rav Ivo taught, you find it said of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, while he was creating his world, that after each day's work, God saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim ki tov. And Elohim saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim ki tov. But note that it was only after he came to the end of his walk and ceased that Scripture says, Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Bereshit, Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od. And Elohim saw everything that he had made. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa. And behold, v'hine, it was very good. Tov me'od. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa. V'hine tov me'od. Rav Jose taught in the name of Rav Hanina, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sought to send Moses, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, what did Moshe ask? What did Moses ask? He asked, behold, when the children of Israel shall say to me, what is His name? What shall I say to them? Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
Vayomer Moshe il ha'elohim hine hanoki eva il b'nei Yisrael ze amarti alahem elohe avotechem shelachani elehem v'amru li ma shemo ma omar elehem.
And Moses said to ha'elohim, to the Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il ha'elohim, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, Hine Hanoki Ba El Bnei Yisrael, and shall say to them, V'amarti Lahem, the God of your fathers, Elohe Botekem, hath sent me to you, Shelachani Elekem, and they shall say to me, V'amru li, what is His name? Ma shemo, what shall I say to them? Ma omar elehem.
Vayomer Moshe illa ha'elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael, v'amarti elahem, Elohe votekem shelachani elehem, v'amru li, ma shemo, ma omar elehem?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, knowest thou not my name? Come, I shall tell thee, I am that I am. And He said, thus thou shalt say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. Hear, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, Ehye asher ehye, vayomer ko tomara livnei Yisrael, ehye shelachani elekem.
And Elohim said to Moses, to Moshe, vayomer Elohim el Moshe, I am that I am, ehye asher ehye. And He said, vayomer, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the children of Israel, ko Tomar livnei Yisrael, I am, ehye, I am hath sent me to you, ehye shelachani elekem.
Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, ehye asher ehye, vayomer ko tomar livnei Yisrael, ehye shelachani elekem.
You find, I am, ehye, ehye. You find, ehye, I am, written three times. And this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is HaShalush HaKadosh. Kedush Selassie, the Holy Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. He said, I created my world with compassion. I will guide it with compassion. And I will return to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, with compassion. As is said, I return to Jerusalem with compassion. Even here, Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 16.
Lachen, ko hamar Yahuwah, shavti li Yerushalayim, birachmim beiti, yibane, baha, numi Yahuwah tzvaota, vikaveh, Yinate al Yerushalayim.
Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, He who be, I will
return. I return to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, with compassion. Lakain, Kohamar Yahuwah, Shavti li Yerushalayim birachmim. My house shall be built in it. Beiti yibane baha, saith Jehovah of hosts, he who be, who he be of armies. Num Yahuwah Tzvaot, the oracle of he who be, who he be of armies. Num Yahuwah Tzvaot, and a line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. Wikawe yinate al Yerushalayim. Lakain, Kohamariyawa, Shabtiya li Yerushalayim, Bi Rachmi, Beitiya, Ye Banne Baha, Numi Yahuwah Tzvaot, Wi Kawe, Ye Nate Al Yerushalayim. After Moshe went and spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, they said to him, "What are we obliged to say of the Holy One of the universe? What are I and I obliged? What are we obliged to say of Tzadik Hayikum, of the righteous one, Hatzadik, Tzadik Hayikum, the righteous one of the universe? That he is good, Ki Tob, that he is good. Hence, here, say ye, say y'all of the righteous, that he is good. Imru Tzadik Ki Tob." And Dawid and David also said, "Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And Dawid also said, "Hallelujah, hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo." Hear, 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 Mizmor, Kof, Wow, Kof, Vav, and Psalm 106, 106. 106 Psalm, first verse. Hallelujah, praise ye Yah. Hallelujah, praise ye Jah. Hodu la Yahuwah. Oh, give thanks to he who he be. Ki tob, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever. For forever his mercy, his loving kindness. Ki le'olam chasido. Another comment on, "For they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. "For they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. "For they shall eat the fruit. For the fruit of their doings they shall eat." Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Scripture does not say they shall eat the fruit of his doings, but it says the fruit of their doings. Ki fri ma'alehem, the fruit of their doings. Hence, the verse refers to the righteous, to ha'tzadik, tzadikim, to the righteous ones who leave the fruit of their doings to their sons. As Dawid, as David, left the fruit of his doings. For it is said, Dawid, David bestowed justice and righteousness upon all his people. 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 15. Vayimlok Dawid, al kol Yisrael. Vayehi Dawid, osea mishpat ha'ur tzedaka, lekol ha'amo. And Dawid and David reigned over all Israel. Vayimlok Dawid, al kol Yisrael, and David executed justice and righteousness. Vayehi Dawid oseh mishpat ha'ur tzedaka, to all his people, lekol ammo. In this same connection, David said of Solomon, of Shlomo, "Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son." Lishlomo, Elohim mishapateka lit melektein witzidkateka lit ben melek. He did not say, "Give the king my judgments," but "thy judgments." Mishapateka,
but the eye judgments, as if to say, Ribon, Shella Ha'olami, Master of the Universe, endow the King's Son with thy power in rendering of judgments, even as thou, the eye, art able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. So may Solomon be able to render judgment without witnesses and without warning. And here, Midrash comment, the commentator uses warning, in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of the liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law. So the commentator here uses warning in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of liability of the liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law, of HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, and so he shall. Hence, here Scripture says, Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Solomon sat on the throne of Jehovah, on the throne of He who be who He be, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Vayashev Shlomo al kisei Yehovah limeleka tachata David avio vayayatzalach vayayishmu alayo kol Yisrael. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, on the throne of Yahweh, Jehovah, as king, instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yehovah, and Solomon sat on the throne of He who be who He be. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yehovah li meleka tachata David avio vayatzlach vayishmu alayo kol Yisrael. Is it possible that flesh and blood could sit on the throne of Jehovah al kisei Yehovah? Is it not written, according to Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, His throne was fiery flames, and the wheels thereof burning fire? Karisiye shevivina di nur galagilohi nur dalek. Here in Daniel, here in the Aramaic, His throne was fiery flames. Karisiye shevivina di nur, His throne was fiery flames. Karsiye shevivin di nur, and the wheels galagilohi, and the wheels nur dalek, thereof burning fire. What then do the words Solomon, Shlomo, sat on the throne of Yahweh, on the throne of Jehovah, mean? Why Yesheba Shlomo al kisei Yehovah? They mean that, like his maker, Solomon was able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. This was true of him at the trial of the harlots. For it is said, then there came two women that were harlots to the king, and stood before him, even in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. Az tavona shitayim nashim zonot illa hamelek vata imodna lifanayo. Then came there two women, harlots, to the king and stood before him. Az tavona shitayim nashim zonot ilhamelek vata imodna lifanayo. Rab said that the two were evil spirits who simulated women, but Samuel held that the two were really zonot, were really harlots, whores.
Rav Benjamin maintained, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue and who came before Shlomo, Solomon for judgment. And here, Midrash note on what Rav Benjamin maintained, the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue. Without issue. They were harlots, zonot, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of yibum. Yibum is Levirate marriage. Here referred to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10. Here on Levirate marriage or Yibum, here the Midrash commentary note expanded, they were called Zonot, harlots, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of the Yibum or Levirate marriage found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10, that reads, "If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not be married abroad to one not of his kin. Her husband's brother shall go in to her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn that she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother that is dead, that his name be not blotted out of Yisrael. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go up to the gate to the elders and say, 'My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Yisrael, a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me.' Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stand and say, 'I like not to take her,' then shall his brother's wife draw nigh, near to him, in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit in his face, and she shall answer and say, 'So shall it be done to the man that doth not build up his brother's house.' And his name shall be called in Yisrael, in Israel, the house of him that had his shoe loosed." Therefore, here concerning the two women that were called harlots, the explanation may be that one of them wanted to appropriate the other's child so as to escape the obligation of Levirate marriage or the obligation of Yibum, or that both were childless and the child produced in court really belonged to neither one of them. And the one woman said, "Oh, my Lord." Then said the king, "The one saith, 'This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead.' And the other saith, 'Nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living.'" Here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 23. "Vatomer ha'isha ha'achat, bi adoni ani, v'ha'isha ha'zota, yoshvota, v'vayita echada. And the one woman said, "Oh, my Lord, be Adoni, ani. Oh, my Lord, Adoni, I am this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house." Watomer ha'isha ha achat, bi Adoni, ani, we ha'isha hazota. Yoshvota bi bayita echad wa eleka imaha ba bayit. Then said the king, "The one saith, 'This my son that liveth, and thy son the dead.' And the other saith, 'Nay, nah, but thy son the dead, and my son the living, the living, the living.'" Vayomer hamelech, "Zota omreta ze bini ha chaya. Uvneich hameit, v'zota omreta, lo kia b'neich hameita, ua v'niya hechaya, hechaya, hechaya." Rav Shimon Simon taught, "A judge must repeat the pleas of the litigants in the presence of both of them. For scripture tells us, 'Then said the king,
The one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living, is the living, is the living.
Vayomer hamelek, zot omret,
zebni hachaya uvanaich hameita,
ve zot omret,
lo kia b'naich hameita,
oh, b'niyah, when the king Hamelech, the Nagus, heard these pleas, he said at once, divide the living child in two. Even here, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 25.
Vayomer Hamelech, gizru eta hayeled hachaya lishnayim. Utnu eta ha chitzia le achata, ve eta ha chitzi le achat. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other.
Vayomer hamelech, gizru eta hayeled, hachaya lishnayi, utnu eta ha chitzi le achat.
And then, his wit spilling over, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, foresaw that this case would come before me, before I. Therefore, He made mankind, humanity, with two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two hands, and two feet. Divide the living child in two, Solomon said.
Gizru eta hayeleda hachaya lishnayi.
Rav Yehuda bar Rav Eli said, if I had been there, I would have put a rope around Shlomo's neck, for one child dead was apparently not enough for him. No, he had to command that the second be divided in two. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy. Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy. When thy king is a boy.
Ilach eretz shemalekek na'ar. Woe to thee, Ilach.
O land, Eretz, when thy king, Shemalekik, is a boy, Na'ar, is a youth.
Ilak Eretz, Shemalekik, Na'ar.
But no thing came of his command. For he went on to say, even here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, Shlomo went on to say, give her the living child. And in no wise slay it. Give her the living child. And in no wise slay it.
Vayana hamelech vayomer tnu laha et hayalud hachai ze hamet lo temit mituhu himo.
Then the king answered and said,
Vayana hamelech. Vayomer,
give her the living child. Give her the living child.
Tenu laha et ha yalud ha chai.
And in no wise slay it. And in no wise, in no way slay it.
We hamet lo te mituhu.
For she is the mother.
He imo.
Vayan hamelech vayomer tnu laha et hayalud hachai vehamet lo temituhu hi imo. Thereupon a kolbat, a heavenly voice, a heavenly voka came forth, the kolbat, and said, she is the mother thereof.
Hi imo,
he, she, imo. His mother, he, imo. And here on the call of Shememi, on the kolbat, on the heavenly voice. Midrash note, literally, the heavenly voice, the kolbat, kolvat, kolbat,
the daughter of a voice, the Kol Bat, the heavenly voice, came forth and said, He, Imo, his mother, she is the mother. He, Imo. When the counselors saw the outcome, they exclaimed, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. Ashrek eretz shemalekek ben chori, happy art thou, O land. Ashrek eretz, when thy king shemalekek is the son of nobles, ben chori, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is a free man, is a son of nobles, is a free man. Ashrek eretz shemalekek ben chori. And here on Ben Chorim, son of free men, a free man, Ben Chorim, or son of nobles, Chorim, Ben Chorim, one who is able to act on his own judgment and is not the pawn of his counselors. In the AV, the Authorized Version and Revised Version, it reads, the son of nobles, the son of nobles. However, in translation, that does not give the right contrast to the na'ar, the boy, mentioned in verse 16. Yet, after the Kol Bat, the heavenly voice, came forth, stating that she is the mother, he, Imo, the counselors saw the outcome, and they exclaimed, Ashrek eretz shemalekek ben chori, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, is a free man. Hence, here it is said, give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim, mishapateka le melektein, vitzidkateka le ben melek. Rav Eliezer taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed himself in three courts of justice. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be He, showed himself in three courts of justice. In the court of Shem, son of Noah, in the court of Shemuel, Samuel the Ramathite, and in the court of Shlomo, in the court of Solomon, in the court of Solomon. With regard to Ha'el Elohim, the true God, the Almighty, showing himself in the court of Shem, it is said, and Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child because of me, because of I. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 38, verse 26. And here, Midrash note on court of Shem. Shem was one of the seven whose terms of life, it is said, overlapped one another, so that they form a chain extending from the creation of the world until the end of time. The seven are Adam, Methuselah, Noah, Shem, Jacob, Amram, Ahijah, and Elijah. The last of them continues to live, speaking of Eliyahu, Elias, Elijah. Vayakir Yehuda, Vayomer, Zarka Mimeni, Ki Alkena Lo, Ne Tatiha, Le Shelaha Vini, Lo Yasafo Oda, Le Daetaha. And Judah acknowledged them, Vayakir Yehuda, and said, Vayomer, Zarka Mimeni, Zarka Mimeni. She is more righteous than me. She is more righteous than I. Sadka mimeni. Ki alkein lo ne tatiha le shelaha bini. For as much as I gave her not to Shela, my son. With lo yasaf od le daetaha. And he knew her again no more. So, how did Yehuda... How did Judah know? And Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child because of me, because of I.
Wayaker Yehuda, Wayomer Tzarika Mimeni. She is more righteous than I. She speaks the truth. How did Judah know? If he had gone into her, another man might have gone into her. But it was a kolbat, a heavenly voice that came forth and said, mimeni, because of me, because of I. That is, it was my will that these deeds be kept secret. And here, Midrash notes, following the reading of the Aruch, because of me went forth the secret things. Because of me went forth the secret things. With regard to Hael, true good to true God, showing himself in the court of Shemuel, of Samuel, in the part of Scripture where it says, and he said, the Lord is a witness, even in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5, the part of the Scripture where, and he said, the Lord is a witness, occurs. Does not the context require that it be written, and they said? Vayomer Elehem, Aida Yahuwah Bakem, Ve'aida Me'shichowa Hayom HaZeh, Ki Eloa Me'zatem Be'yadiyah Me'uma Vayomer Aida. And he said to them, Vayomer Elehem, Jehovah, he who be who he be, is witness against you. Aida Yahuwah Bakem. And his anointed is witness this day, with Aida Meshichoa Hayom HaZeh, that ye, that y'all have not found aught in my hand. Ki lo mitzatema biyadi, me'uma. And they said, he is witness. Wayomer Aida. And the words, and he said, Wayomer, and the words, Wayomer, and he said, imply, however, that it was a heavenly voice. It was a heavenly voice, Shememi, call the Shememi, the Kolbat, that came forth and said, I am a witness for Shemuel. I am a witness for Samuel.
For Samuel.
With regards to Hael, the true good that you got, Hael Elohim, showing himself in the court of Shlomo, of Solomon, it is said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof, even in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. Tenu laha eta hayaluda hachay. With Hamet lo timituhu hi imo. How did Shlomo know? How did Solomon know? Perhaps the woman had spoken craftily so that Solomon would award the child to her. But it was the kolbat. It was the daughter of a voice. It was the shemei mi, the heavenly voice that came forward and said, He is the mother thereof.
Yes. One more little part here of time that we have. Slicha. In this recording right there, I said, Kolbat, the daughter of the voice, should have said, Fusion dyslexia from the Hebrew to the English, bat kol. Bat is daughter and kol. So whenever there's like a heavenly voice in the ancient Judaic teaching, Hebraic teaching, it's the daughter of the voice that is being referred to. Literally, kol bat is the voice of a daughter, but I should have said bat kol. Bat, daughter, kol. Daughter of the voice, the heavenly voice, the daughter of the voice.
Solomon Mal Arsu Befit. These are also the proverbs of Solomon. which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
In a different exposition, the verse, even the verse from today's psalm, from Mizmor Ayin Beit, Psalm 72, Psalm LXXII. In a different exposition, the verse, even the verse from today's psalm, from Mizmor Ayin Beit, Psalm 72, Psalm LXXII. Hear. In a different exposition, the verse is read, give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory to the king's son. Elohim, mishpateka li melek tein, witzidkateka li ben melek,
ben melek, ben melek.
Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory, witzidkateka, and thy victory to the king's son, witzidkateka li ben melek,
ben melek.
Ben Malek.
Ben Malek. Ben
hear judgments, mishpat, mishpat, thy judgments, mishpat eka. Hear judgments, mishpat, mean punishments. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I accept the punishments, but surely, therefore, thou wilt give thy victory, zidkat eka, thy victory to the king's son. Lit ben melek,
ben melek,
ben melek,
ben
therefore,
ben therefore, ben
thou will give thy victory with zidkateka lit ben melek to the king's son, to Shlomo. Li Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Shlomo. Another comment on give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness. Elohim mishpateka lit melek tain with zidkateka. With tzidkateka and thy righteousness. Here, melek, king, means Moshiach. Ha-melek means the king Messiah, of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1a, verse b, 3b to c, and verse 4a, where it reads, and there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land.
Of the land. Of the land.
V'yatza choter mi geza yishai. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. We yatza choter mi geza, mi geza,
mi geza, mi geza, mi geza.
Vinachah alayo ruach Yahovah, and the spirit of he who be who he be, the spirit of Jehovah ruach Yahovah, shall rest upon him. We nachah alayo ruach Yahowah
Yahowah Yahowah
v'lo le'mare anayo yishpot, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, with lo le'mare anayo yishpot, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, v'lo le'mishma'a aznayo yokiach, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, with lo le mishma'a aznayo yokiach, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, v'shafata b'tzedeka dalim, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, v'shafata b'tzedeka dalim, and decide with equity for the meek of the land, v'chokiach b'mishor le anye anve aret le anwe aret, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'chokiach b'mishor le anwe aret. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. V'yatza choter mi geza'a Yishai,
and the spirit of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, shall rest upon him. With Nachah, Ailayo, Ruach Yahuwah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. With lo, le mare, ainayo, ayishpot, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With lo, le mishma'a, aznayo, yokiach. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafata, bizedek, adalim. And decide with equity for the meek of the land. With hokiach, be mishor, le anwe aret. Rav Eliezer, Eliza taught, where there is no judgment, there will be judgment. And where there is judgment, there will be no judgment. How so? Because when courts on earth render judgment, there will be no judgment in Shemaim, in heaven. But when no judgment is rendered on earth, there will be judgment b'shamayim in heaven, in the heavens. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will sit in judgment upon the guilty and make them pay. But when judgment is rendered on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, what is there for me to do? This was my calling. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, for the Lord is a God of justice. Ki Elohei Mishpata Yehovah, for Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is a God, Elohim, of justice. Ki Elohei Mishpata Yehovah. When ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Even here, Vayikra, Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3, where it reads, when ye walk, when you're walk, when you're trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them. Yim bechukotai telechu, ve'eta mitzotai tishmeru, va'etsitem otam. If ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes, in the chukotai atelechu, and keep my commandments, ve'eta mitzotai tishmeru, and do them. Va'etsitem otam. In the chukotai atelechu, ve'eta mitzotai tishmeru, va'etsitem otam. If ye walk in my statutes and my commandments and do them, that is, when you, y'all, have taken up my calling, I shall seek another calling. As it is said in the next verse, then will I give your rains in their season. Then I will give your rains in their seasons. Even here, Vayikra. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. Ve'natati gisha mechem be'itam. Then I will give your rains in their season. Ve'natati gisha mechem be'itam. Hence, here, it is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit, in Psalm 72, verse 2 and verse 3a, it reads, he shall judge thy people with righteousness, and the poor with justice. The mountains shall bring peace to the people. Yadin ameka v'tzedeka, va'niyeka v'mishpata, yisu hari shalom al'am, that he may judge thy people with righteousness. Yadin ameka b'tzedeka, and thy poor with justice. Wa etniyeka b'mishpata, may the mountains be a peace to the people. Yisu harim shalom la'am. Once judgment is rendered, at once the mountains will bring peace, shalom, to the people. Shalom la'am, justice, peace to the people. But it is possible, is it possible for mountains to bring peace? Yes, for there is contention in the world when crops are scanty. Lamaze, why? Because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, and is met with, what dost thou in my vineyard? What doest thou in my vineyard? And thus they contend, one with the other. When crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another, and there's shalom, there's peace in the world. As is said even in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 10, in that day saith Yahuwah Tzevaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Here, Midrash comment, because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, his neighbor's vineyard, here, Midrash notes, the mountains were terraced for vineyards. So, when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, is met with, what doest thou in my vineyard? And thus they contend one with the other. But when crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another. And there's shalom, there's peace in the world. As is said, Bayom hahu num yawaz vaota tikau isha le ra'ayhu illa tachata gafen illa tachata teena. In that day, Bayom hahu, saith Jehovah of hosts, Noom Yahweh Tzevaot, the oracle, Noom Yahweh Tzevaot, the oracle of he who be, of hosts of armies. Tikreu ish le'ra'ehu, shall y'all call every man his neighbor. Tikreu ish le'ra'ehu, under the vine, illa tachata gefen, and under the fig tree, with illa tachata teena. Bayom hahu anumi yowa sabaota tikau isha le'raihu illa tachat gefena with illa tachata teena. In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Shall y'all call tikau ish le ra'ehu, man of his neighbor, man for his neighbor, every man his neighbor, under the vine, ilatachat gefen, and under the fig tree, we ilatachata teena. You will invite one another to come and sit under the vine and sit under the fig tree. This here, a word picture of the ideal days of shalom, the ideal days of peace, under the vine and under the fig tree. Illa tachat gefen wi illa tachata teena. Under the vine, under the fig tree, under the sensi,
under the vine and under the fig tree. Yes, I come. Yes, I under the vine, under the fig tree. Shalom, chaverim. So count the omer to the harvest, full of fold, give thanks. Shalom, chaverim. Yeshua, shalom. Bashem Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, I. That's right.